Let us move forward in our exposition. Take your document. Everyone repeat after me. Scripture comprehensions of measures. The matrix. Hopefully everyone has a copy. There should be some in the back seat. Or just at least some excerpts. For those of you that are regulars, I'm hoping that everyone by now has the document part one. Again, everybody said the matrix. Let's go to page 7. And then back to the scripture that we were dealing with. Last week, time ran out, if you remember. Elder Nickerson is our designated reader. Let's go to Ephesians 3:18. Amen. Time sort of ran out. We have begun our detailed exegesis, as we shall continue that this morning. As it is apparent that there's some entity outside of ourselves that gives the illumination and elucidation of those things that clearly have to be conveyed to us just from the standpoint of them residing in eternality rather than time. Even the things in time that are correctly conveyed are juxtaposing them and drawing them from the scriptures. Most things that are correctly known must flow from God given comprehension and understanding through His Word. All right, let's turn to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 18. So we said last week, it deals with the mystery message and a new dispensation. It was a dispensation that was unheard of. It was new in the sense that in the generations past, this information was not known. Even the eager-eyed prophet, as they call him, never saw this period that we're in now. And if Paul is to believe in the record here, it was through the revelation that God made to him, and it is only in this information do we have that which is relevant to the church today. Relevancy of those things that are in other portions of the Bible are directed to the constituents that they were conveyed to. What are we saying? The Sermon on the Mount was not conveyed to the body of Christ. Should not be construed. As that having been addressed to the body of Christ.
Yes.
That message is reserved in the mystery. Everybody say the mystery.
The mystery.
Which is the volume of truth Paul speaks to here and he calls it that which was given unto me for you. This is why he can speak of it as being my knowledge, my gospel. No, I'm not bragging, but only identifying the vessel through whom God exposed it. It's not known in other ages. And we must distinguish it as being that which are our directives and instructions and directions as members of the body of Christ in the manifested age of the grace dispensation. What did it say? We Gentiles, fellow heirs, fellow. I mean, we are on an equal basis. There is no grabbing the skirt of Israel, as the prophet prophesied, and that will be true. But that's not us. That's the Gentiles, and as it relates to the Commonwealth of Israel. Here are in the same body partakers of the promise in relationship to the gospel of the grace of God. We must understand that even to be able to relax and have confidence in what God has already done. We can look into the matrix and relax if we don't understand this. See all of the things that are going on. Just the week that has just passed. All of the turbulent things that are enough to discourage you. If you don't really know what you're looking at in the matrix. The essence of these things are not within themselves. They are for the purpose of God. And we must understand where we are. We're not on a journey in relationship to our eternal position in Christ. We were in Christ before we were ever encapsulated in these bodies. In Christ is the essence.
Yes.
Of the realized object standing outside of the mirror.
Amen.
What's reflected in the mirror is the matrix.
Amen.
All that you see therein is for testimony's sake. But what is what is. And the most important thing that quantifies what is, or qualifies, I should say, what is that according to the decree, we're sons of God, we're heirs of God, we're heirs of that which belongs to Christ. We were that first. You always were that before the foundation of the world. God elected you. God chose you.
Amen. Thank God. Amen.
And he placed us in him.
Amen.
Now, Elder, start reading there at the...
Thank God. Oh.
17th verse.
Ephesians 3:17.
Yeah, read 17, 18, and 19. Yes, this is where we were last week. And you know what? If I don't finish up today, we'll be back next week. Got to get this information.
Okay. Oh.
Got to get this. I can't think of anything that's any more important in your life than for you to understand this.
That's right.
Amen.
That's sure.
You're not prepared to go out and face tomorrow without this.
Man.
You must know this more than you know anything.
Mm-hmm.
Read, everybody got Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8 to 17, say amen.
Amen.
All right, read.
That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and height and depth, length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the goodness of the fullness of God.
Now, let's go to the Greek there, because what, again, as we last week, all of these things were pre-assigned.
Oh, yes.
Only difference between Paul having received the revelation and the knowledge and being able to express it, and Peter saying he's talking about things that I can't understand. No. Paul is not smarter than Peter. It had nothing to do with his background. Even though he said under Gamaliel or Gamaliel and all of these other things and being in the law and the background and so forth. So then Paul went on record and said, I scrapped all of that. To get this, the excellency of the knowledge of Christ, he said, I pitched it. And it's refuse, it's junk, it's dung compared to this. But here, as we get into the Greek, we'll see that it was all pre-assigned for those that know it.
Yeah.
Now let me say this, not pre-assigned for us to walk around sticking out our chest. You see, if you really know
Amen.
This
Amen.
it doesn't cause you to be arrogant. It
Amen.
Causes you to be humble.
That's right.
Grace humbles it.
Mm-hmm.
It strips you.
Amen.
It lets you know that you're nothing.
Amen.
That outside of Christ, you're nothing.
Amen.
Now, in Him, you're everything, but outside of Him, you're nothing.
Amen.
So the focus is on Him, not on us. It's all about Him, not about us. All right.
17th verse. To dwell, that Christ may dwell.
Okay, that's in the aorist. But Deacon, that's the aorist.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
Mm-mm.
That's an infinitive. What's an infinitive?
Verb
or noun. So that should be to dwell, having dwelled. Okay, read Christ what?
Christ through faith in the hearts of you, in love, having been rooted.
Having been rooted. When were you rooted?
In eternity.
Read.
And having been founded.
What they taught us and what has become traditional teaching in Christendom. And for those of you that are watching or listening.
You know what?
That one by one, based upon our deed of accepting Him, allowing, giving God permission to come into our lives to save us. He adds us to the church, which essentially would be a reward. But here the aorist tense here speaks not of the stratum of a particular day or time or period, but what is an eternity? What is an eternity? What is an eternity? What abides right now in eternity? What always has been in eternity. Eternity hasn't gone anywhere. There's no such thing as eternity past and eternity future.
Amen.
As though time has transversed it and interrupted it. No. Eternity. Eternity. What is eternity? It is the essence of where God dwells. Always was, always will be. In eternity, he placed us in the body of Christ. This is what he has reference to. Having been rooted. Having been grounded. Read verse 18.
In order that ye may have strength to apprehend with all those saints what is the breadth.
Right, stop. In order that ye may have, what's that, Brother Deacon? Aris subjunctive. May have, haven't had. I know we don't talk that way. That's probably not even good Greek script in the secular natural sense. But the Holy Spirit has permission to talk that way because, amen, what will be already is and has been. Preacher, you're crazy. No. See, we're looking in the mirror and saying, or the matrix, and saying, that's what it is. And when it shows up, that's the origin of it. When that thing is actually primordial, not in the ages so much as it is in the eternal sense, this is what God established in his decree, in the word, in the saying. It's in the same, not the same.
In the same. Yes.
This is why we're always going to the Word of God to find out what things are. Because you can't trust what you see, what you think you see.
Amen.
Read. In all of that,
apprehend with all the saints. What is
stop? Apprehend. Notice here, and I'm going. Yes, I'm going to get this. A pastor, you get to take. But just listen. You have two verbs next to each other. One of them is a subjunctive, aorist. The other one is an aorist infinitive. The first is translated that you may have, haven't had strength. And the second one is translated to apprehend or to comprehend, haven't comprehended. Oh, I know what the rule is. So for those of you that are watching, I know what the rule is. But who established the rule? And I know if we were just talking Greek in the secular sense, the rule stands that you ignore the aorist tense unless it is an indicative mood. But here the Holy Spirit is speaking of manifestation from the vantage point of actualization. So what is to manifest much originates from what exists in the decree.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And this is spoken from the vantage point of the decree. Read to apprehend what?
With all the saints.
And see, you must have this ingression, otherwise it won't make sense. Because we know all the saints don't know this, right? And we don't know it all. In fact, what we know is a very small part of what it is. So when he speaks where the scripture speaks here of something already having been apprehended by all the saints, it can't be speaking in time.
No.
Or in the matrix. It must be from the vantage point of eternality in the decree of you having been placed at some position in the body of Christ.
Yes.
And the actualized essence of what God has decreed, we know it.
Mm-hmm.
Even though in manifestation, we don't know it. Read. Know what?
Okay. With all the saints, what is the main? What is the breadth?
Mm-hmm.
And length?
Mm-hmm.
And height? And depth?
All right. Verse 19.
And to know.
Stop. Again. What's that, Brother Deacon?
Error's
infinitive. It's error's infinitive. To know, having known. Speaking from vantage point of eternity, not time. He's speaking from where it is actualized. As opposed to what is manifested. What is? And to know what?
The excelling
glory.
Knowledge, love.
Mm-hmm.
Of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
In order that.
Why? In order that what?
You may be filled.
Stop. What is that, Brother Deacon? Again. Maybe having been what? Mm-hmm. Maybe having been filled to what?
To all.
Uh-huh.
The fullness of God.
We're already there.
Hey. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God.
In the actualized essence.
Right.
In other words, we are complete in Christ. You are complete in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Every last one of you.
Yes, Lord.
Your salvation is not a work in progress.
Mm.
You're not on your way anywhere.
No.
In manifestation, the manifestation of it is in progress, but the actualized essence of it is. And what is according to what God has decreed. Now we're going
to
go over this over and over and over and over again because I know this runs against the grain of Christendom teaching and doctrines, because we are used to qualifying a thing based upon what we see. And this is what messes us up in our lives.
Amen.
This is what causes us to live in fear and trepidation. Because whatever is facing you according to what is right before you at that moment, at that time, that seems so real it just blocks out everything else. But again, as we have conveyed previously, and it's through the word, what a thing's purpose is more vividly describes what it is than what it purports to illustrate as you gaze upon it. Life is not about each moment in manifestation. It's about the essence of what is.
Yes.
Because we're passing through time.
Hallelujah.
And as things pass through time, they change.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Your life could be one big ball of just headaches and stomach aches and just misery. If all you've got to depend upon in the mirror, in the matrix, for joy is what you see, your joy it fluctuates. It goes up, it goes down. And what the scriptures are trying to tell us is, it's done. Whatever is happening in testimony here, amen, are just processes that God has placed there for his purpose, a testimonial, but in the end, everything is complete. Everything is done. Everything you need, every piece of every inch, oh my God, of every circumstance is complete. It's done. Everything you need, you've got. Somebody said, no, I'm about 2 months behind on this bill. That's how we pray, God. I got this ailment. I'm about to lose my house. I've got this personal family situation that's bugging me, and it looks like it's deteriorating. Again, you got everything you need.
Hallelujah.
It's done. It's complete. Because whatever you're going through, it's there for a reason, and it's really not there. Amen. It's in the form of processes for purpose. It's there for a reason. Not like the reason, but I might not. Oh my God. And I may wish that, Lord, can you do this thing another way?
I hear you, Lord.
Maybe not. Don't bother with the Lord. I like it the way it is. Oh no, we won't come out and tell him that.
But
Lord, it must be a better way to do this now. Come on. But I tell you, as the word of God conveys it, God knows best. And everything that's there is the best possible thing that could happen.
Hallelujah.
Because these are merely processes. The end is already taken care of. We have eternal provisions. But the problem is, most of us, we rate God based upon what we see in the matrix. And how I'm faring as I walk through time, because after all, they have taught me that time is on an equal basis with eternity. And so, well, we just said it, what are we doing? Doesn't matter in time. No, that's not what we're saying here. We're saying basically what the scriptures teach. What's eternal is real. What's in time is placed there for purpose. And let's be for real. You've heard that expression. Be for real. Be for real. Well, if you're going to be for real, let's deal with what's real.
All right.
Let's prioritize what's real. Yeah. Let's rejoice in that which is real.
Yeah.
And Paul is in the jail cell.
Yeah.
What is real is that he was a prisoner of Christ,
right,
not a prisoner in the jail cell.
Oh, glory. Thank God. Let's
be for real. Let's go back to that paragraph of page 7. Oh, God, look at that clock. One of these days, y'all will let me preach about 2 or 3 hours, and we'll have to be rushing. I said that for effect. You know? No, we're causing another time. But as you take all of these impressions, in this sense, the matrix embellishes, second paragraph, verse page 7. Everybody got it right under where it says matrix, maze. Everybody got that, amen.
Amen.
Everybody got it, amen.
Amen.
In this sense, the matrix embellishes a mold for shaping dated displays of forums, which allow a finite number of audiovisual channels to be decoded to a virtual disc used in the productions of records, recordings, and testimonies. So he's described, we're doing it, we're describing what you look down and you call life. And they are all depictions for purpose. Functionality in this vein imbues impetuous, impulsive crossbars connecting multiple inputs to multiple outputs and elements of variations which constantly change. You're looking at something and it's only doing what things in the matrix do. They change. Everything changes. And in some ways that's good, because today you're looking at something and it's driving you crazy. But thank God it's going to do what?
Change.
It's going to change. So I don't know. I've been dealing with this thing now about 2 years. It's going to change. Unavoidably, unquestionably, it changes. Whatever it is, it changes. You've gone through some things, and you thought that thing was going to kill you, and it didn't. You're here, and even though you might say, well, barely, no, you're here, and that thing is gone. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't come to stay, it comes to pass. Mm-hmm. But it's there exhibited what we call virtual reality. Everybody said virtual reality. You know what virtual is? That's a replication of something that's there and is there for the of actually representing that is real, but it's not real. You know, you've ever gone to an arcade, you look down and they set you down like you're driving a car, and they put these Arizona, and you're turning, and after a while you come to a curve, you go, have you? They can do it in the movies. They have these, you know, you're sitting there, you know. Well, where was that we went too long ago? You remember we were, and they sprayed a little water, they
right.
on us, you know. They had us like we were in a canoe,
yeah.
And everybody in the movie was going.
Then
all of a sudden, like it was a drop, everybody went, whoa! That's virtual. That wasn't real.
That's
what's happening in the matrix. It's virtual. It's not real. That thing is crazy. This thing is tearing me up, and you tell me it's not real. It's virtual. Everybody said virtual reality. Virtual reality environmental series exhibit productions detailing what, who, what, when, and where. Let's go again. Who, what, when, and where. Again. Who, what, when, and where. No, it's not. In the testimony aspect of what you are viewing, of what you, amen, your mindset, amen, is locked into as viewing, it is not the essence. So a thing is more what it is for than what it purports to illustrate or represent. Such a conveyed, especially in advancement of simulated networks of science fiction actions, reloaded in sequel to revolutions in compilations based on manifestation tracks. That thing is there, there's a line there, this is where you think you are, this is what you think you're moving through. But that's not where you are. Paul is taken outside of Lystra.
Remember.
And he's stoned.
Yeah.
And they said, well, he's dead, and they walked away.
Yeah.
Now, the body was there because later Paul testified, whether I was in the body or out of the body, I don't know. If I was in it, it didn't matter. If I was out of it, I did nothing. Oh, y'all don't hear me this morning.
Oh, man. That's right. Man. That's right.
But I was caught up.
Caught up. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Into the third heavens.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'm hurt.
My conscience was caught up, and I saw things I can't tell you. Not that, amen, I've been barred from telling you through threat, but I'm barred from telling you through language. I know what I saw, but I can't say it because the language won't allow me to. Then when Paul came back, I mean, it was over there. And he said, it doesn't matter anymore.
Amen.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what they do, what they say. Because what's in that matrix doesn't move me more than what moves me in the sense of what I know.
That's right.
What we know is what God has said. So let's go by what we know rather than what we see or think we see. Things that are continually changing. So let's not look at the compilations that are on manifestation tracks. And what's in that matrix? Those are just manifestation tracks. I said, Pastor, you are talking so crazy. No, I'm not. If we're not going to follow this word, 2 Corinthians 4:18, we're what? We're not looking at things being seen.
That's right.
What are we looking at? The things not being seen. In other words, we're not looking at the mirror. Why? Because what's in the mirror is what? It's temporary. And it's changing. But the real deal, which is eternal, is the essence of what God has said.
That's right.
The unseen.
That's right.
So we don't put any stock in physicality. All is according to what? Spirituality. Actualization of who we are in Christ. If this whole world was obliterated, if the earth just all of a sudden exploded, and everything in it was annihilated, we're safe.
Sure.
We're safe.
Mm-hmm.
We're secure.
Amen.
We're set. We're complete.
Yeah. That's right.
We're in good shape. Now, if that's not true, let's just take these pages and throw them out. Hey, let's go on out there and look in the mirror and go crazy like everybody else.
Oh, Lord.
Because it's going to get crazier.
Oh, I hear you. Yeah.
You think it's bad.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
We're moving toward 212.
Amen.
It's not going to go uphill. It's going to go downhill. So, well, let's join this party and we get this person in and we get this and we do this. And, you know, if America would come back to God and, you know, if America left God and, you know, my people would humble themselves and seek my face, then what I hear from heaven is to stay out of the Old Testament for doctrine. No, our focus is in the essence of what he has already accomplished and where we are and have been before we were ever encapsulated into these bodies. That's the real you. You are more who you are in Christ than you are in these bodies. These recorded collections, follow me now, is everybody with me? Are you with me? These recorded collections chart the tailspins associating the transformation of matrix metric series. Just like things come in seasons, occurrences and problems, they come in seasons. Such defy all semblances of controlled organizational management of analysis and techniques for consistent strategy. No, you're not going to say, someone said to me yesterday, well, we can't look in the future and see. No, you don't know what that thing is going to be. Not in manifestation. But you know that you're all right. Because you have confidence in the one that has placed it there for testimony's sake. Follow this. This absence of sharing consultations inevitably group variable messages in compacted chambers of disambiguation. What are you talking about? You wonder why, as you look at these things, they're not designed to give you comfort. Our problem is we think some that things around us are designed to give us joy. Or to give us peace. Or to give us confidence. And we grab them and we reach it in the mirror and nothing is happening because you can't change anything by reaching in the mirror. It didn't come to give you joy. It came to give you knowledge of the one that brings you joy.
Right.
It didn't come to give you peace. It came to give you knowledge of the one who brings you peace. It didn't bring to give you confidence. It came to give you the knowledge of where your confidence should lie. In the Old Testament, David said, I look to the hills from which cometh my help, because that is in that language of that day. Amen. It wasn't the hills. It's not the mountain, Moses. It's not the place of the mountain. You didn't have to go into the mountain to see God. That was God's process of taking you. Oh, my God. God, help us. God has for you doesn't have for the other person. What God has for you is for you. And if you belong to Him, it's working for you, not against you. It's working for you, not against you. But how do you know? The actualized essence of where God has placed you guarantees that the thing is no hindrance, has no influence, and has no determination. This is what Paul said, and nothing can separate me from the love of God. He brings in these litmus. And he talks about some everything he can think about. Just about anything I can look in that matrix on the mirror and see in manifestation. None of it. Then the Holy Spirit writes, basically moving, saying even the things that I haven't seen.
Right.
Because there are things that you just haven't seen.
That's right.
We think the only thing that threatens us is lack of us being able to pay our bills, our health, our relations, and so forth. And there are all kinds of things out there that can wipe you out much quicker than than that. So Paul said, not any other in creation.
Yeah.
Here's the bottom line. Yeah. Cannot separate me from the love of God.
The love of God. Yes.
What value is the love of God to you? If you don't even have the love of man, if you have the love of God, Paul said, my countrymen, amen, that hurt him to his heart because he had a little pride, amen, in the essence of where he come from, the stock of Benjamin, amen. And even kinfolk, those that you trust, they may hurt you, but oh, the love of God helps all of that. Finish this paragraph. A raise. Everybody see that? A raise of grids. This particle is associated with the tilted links directly intended to change the points. So as you move from one point to the other, and you look at, that's why he said, well, you really can't depend upon anything. It's upon the design for dependency. Fact, what it was designed for, just as sin was designed, amen, to show the exceeding sinfulness of sin, amen, of the things in the mirror that are designed to show the variability of them.
Right. Yeah.
You're not supposed to look in the matrix and see consistency.
Oh,
Lord. Amen. You're crazy. Well, I got to depend upon this and this. No, no, no. You depend upon God.
God, that's right. I hear you. Preach it.
That thing may go any kind of way. And it's not because God's mad at you. God, you know, no. They're designed, amen, to show you where the real deal is. That's what they're there for. Our life is not about ourselves. It's not about the things that are around us. Because nothing consistently remains around us. Now, I'm not saying that your relationships and your life with your family and the things that you're doing. No, go out here tomorrow, got a job, be there on time. Please be there on time. But your life is not about the job. With your relationships, enjoy your families, enjoy, amen, the relationships and the thing, but your life is not about those relationships.
Yeah, that's right.
Your life is not about family relationships.
No. Come on, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. It can't be because they're temporary. They're all temporary.
Amen.
One time I had occasion to, and I have to pray when I'm talking to people. That my mother was a good person. All these people walking around here doing this stuff. Why would God? Your mother, you're not going to stick around here, but so long.
Really?
How you going to tell God who to call out of here when?
I hear you.
No. They're all devised to teach us, to draw us,
amen,
to bring us to the essence of what really is. What really is, is what shall be. It is, and it will remain. It is survivable. Anything that's not survivable is not really something that really is, if it's not survivable. Our relationships, they aren't survivable. If nothing else, time will dissolve them. I used to look around when Wallace and I were small and look at the old people. Then as I began to see my parents age, those old, they replaced those old people. And now we have replaced those ones in my age bracket. We are the old people. And those that are behind us in the generation, don't you worry, amen, your day will come to replace us. So these relationships are transient.
Amen.
Let's pick out a year, 2090. 90. I'm getting some strange looks. How many of us would still be here? You'd have to be mighty young, wouldn't you? To have a chance. And then that's no...
That's no
guarantee. But if it were I up to set 2090, it's ridiculous.
Hey. Hey.
So everything that I was to whomever I was, amen, it's in the history books. But the eternal relationship with Christ,
glory to God,
it's forever.
That's right.
That's where we should be looking.
Thank God. Oh, glory.
So we have the array of grids, the list particles associated with the tilted links directly intended to change the points. It's not there to stay. So when I reach this point, it's this. When I reach the next point, it's something else. It's never what it was. This reduces the numbers of key devices for facilitation roles on the matrix. In other words, you cannot say it. You look into the mirror of the matrix and say, but this is where I'm going. This road leads here, and that road leads. No, you don't. You don't know what's at the end of that road. But one thing I do know.
Mm-hmm. Come on with it.
Hmm?
Come on with it.
I know in whom I have believed. Benefits and the joy of salvation is all about.
Amen.
It's not just joining a church and coming in and you're associated with a group of people and, hey, I love all of you. My salvation is more than these relationships that are here. My salvation is more than my affiliation with what's here. Whatever they are, they're temporary, but there is something that is survivable, but there is something that is can be counted on.
That's right.
There is something that can be believed. In essence of this is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this is what exists.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And this is what it will be.
That's right.
And will be is equal to what is. Which has been. Your end came first before your beginning. Your end in time, amen, came before your beginning in time. I mean, you check out of here. you move into the essence of that which always was. This is why whatever you don't get on the way as you travel through life, don't sit around and pout as though you have been deprived of something.
Come on, Pastor. Bring it out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Or that you missed out on something.
Oh, Jesus. Help us, Lord. Help, help.
Or that you could have done something other than what you did. Oh, no, you don't. A life of cost. A life of laid out, not for us, but for him. Peter, when you get old, others will lead you where you wouldn't go.
That's right.
If you could go on your own.
Mm-hmm.
But you won't be able to go on your own. Someone's got to lead you. That's our course.
Mm-hmm.
Not what John's going to do. What about John?
Oh,
I should have been rich.
Because
I've been serving the Lord, and they tell me if I serve the Lord, if I be faithful, amen, he's going to take care of me. My God, you, what kind of taking care of do you need? In the essence, you are son of God, heir of God, heir of that which belongs to Christ.
Amen. Amen.
No, I'm talking about as I go through here. Are you talking about what's in the mirror? Yeah. No. That's not real. Everyone that gets the riches, none of those that get the riches get to keep them. No one that gets the fame gets to keep it.
No way.
No. And you know what? You don't ever really have it. You know why? No, you don't. Anything that you stand to lose, you never had. If there's a chance you can lose it, you don't have it. And this is why, as a God of a sea, we beat the drum of salvation in Christ in eternity. Take salvation out of time. Take it out of the matrix. Take it out of the mirror. That I have. Not I wish I had. Not I hope I would have. But I have. As the old folks used to say, he is sweet, I know. He is
sweet, I know.
Looking in the mirror. Storm clouds may rise. Looking in the matrix. Strong winds may blow. But if I'm looking at the matrix, I have a Savior. And he is sweet, I know. Oh, don't you just love him this morning? Don't you? Give him a praise. Give him a praise. Give him a praise. Give him a praise.